Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Hello, my witchy poo. Are you bewitching us today?
That's what I hear. Hello, my elf. How are you, my dear?
Oh, you know, ketoing like normal. So that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah. Over 13 months. But I have learned.
Tell me.
Something very interesting about it. Keto is much like a relationship. And if you have a healthy relationship with it, you know that you're going to go through some peaks and valleys with it. Not big ones, but just like waves of things. Yep. But you're still committed to it.
Yep.
And that's what it has been. And that is probably the healthiest I have ever been, my relationship with food.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That is a loving relationship. Good for you.
That is a loving, yes.
Good for you.
It is. And that has been a big kind of aha that I had this week. So
well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Expanding the love on the planet. I love it.
That's right. So today, I mean, I'm not going to, I mean, listen, you know, I can horse shit all day long. I am not going to because we are now are moving into our second installment of Brenda the Good Witch reading for folks on the air. That is a terrible title, but it's what's happening. We'll get a good title, but you are certainly sharing your most exquisite and precious gift, which is your ability to communicate with the other side to help us mere mortals on this side. And by this time, everyone will have already, you know, heard the episode with Holly and hopefully had a lot of things in there that, you know, help move you and shake you. And today, I hope, is no different. And today, our volunteer is a exquisitely lovely human being that sings like an angel, and her name is Melanie.
Oh, nice.
And yeah. And so, you know, without further ado, unless you want to, it's too early to take a break. So why don't we, if you guys are ready, we're on Squadcast, everybody, just like a little bit of the sausage factory here. And we have to figure out how to mute microphones, unmute. So Mel, make sure you unmute yourself. But I want everybody to meet Melanie and we can get started if you're ready to go, Bryn.
Absolutely. I'm always ready. More importantly, they're ready. So
that's why you're wishing. Mel, say hi to everybody. And are you ready for whatever Brenda has to offer from the other side?
Yes. Hello, everybody. I just want to say thank you to both you beautiful souls for inviting me on today.
Thanks.
I don't know how or why I was the one chosen on the whole planet, but I feel honored to be here. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming to play. So Melanie, first of all, thank you for also offering your personal data so that I have these anchors of your numerology and your astrology charts, which is fantastic. And so I actually have a small group of spirits on the other side, and I feel like they're all men. Does that make sense to you?
Does.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So, and then I also want to ask, so I have two older men, but I also have at least one younger. So did you lose someone in your generation or younger generation? A boy?
I lost an uncle. His name is George. Georgie. Okay. And that was my grandpa George's
boy. Yeah. Yeah. Did Georgie die when he was younger than you are now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that's why he looks younger to me. Great. Not great. You understand. Thank you for the confirmation.
Yes.
Thank you for the confirmation. Is a much better way to say that. I wish you guys could see my elf. She is dying.
And if I was actually dying, I would be on the next episode just for you.
She just doubled over in laughter is a better way to say it. Okay, I'm going to have to work on my words here. Okay. Yeah. All right. So again, Georgie is distinguishing himself from the other two spirits,
right?
who are older than you, correct?
Okay.
And are these two spirits, are they related? I know they're both related to you, but are they related to each other?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so, no.
But they're connected somehow though, right?
Yeah.
Because they come in together.
Okay.
So are they related in how they're connected to you?
Yes.
And did they know each other when they were here?
Well, my father, Adon, raised me my whole, you know, he's my dad my whole life. And then I also found out about a year and a half ago that my biological father is not the gentleman who raised me. So maybe that's the two gentlemen that are coming through that are older.
Okay. And so then is your biological dad, is his first or last name begin with an M?
His middle name is an M.
His middle name is M. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that I'm going to actually give myself points for that because he seems a little, let's call it evasive.
Okay.
So did you know him? So
he died in 1978. He died in 78 and I never met him.
You never met him. Okay.
No.
Well, it's so interesting to me because it literally took like a nanosecond for them to show up, right?
Well,
while my elf was doing the introductions, they're showing up. And so you never met him. It doesn't sound like you knew about him growing up. Is that correct?
I didn't. No, okay. I didn't. Right as COVID hit, I found out. So,
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. All right. So what's just so interesting, though, is that, boom, he shows right up. So there is nothing about him that says he didn't know about you.
Wow. That's great.
He knew about you. Did he leave the area? Like, did he live someplace else?
When I've been on this planet, he moved. I don't think he moved at all, but he did before then. He moved around quite a bit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Because my impression is I get a lot of movement around him. So, okay.
Yes.
All right. So I have all kinds of questions, but it might be more relevant if you have questions that you have of them.
I do.
First of all, I just want, because we identified Don so easily, I didn't actually get to speak for him in a way that's how much he adores you, how much he's proud of you, how much he is grateful for the opportunity to have raised you, to have been your father. And he also says he didn't know what he was doing. Like he owns that straight up. It was kind of, I was in deep water, but it was truly an ocean of love is his experience in raising you. And he knows he messed up a lot. So.
I loved him dearly. Yes, still do. Yeah, love him dearly.
Yeah. Well, he's crazy about you. Crazy about you. I don't feel like he knew, physically knew your father, but he obviously knew of him, but had no...
He had an idea, I believe. Yeah.
But he had no animosity towards your dad because he just was so grateful to be able to step in here. Right?
Wow.
He was just like... Wow, this is, I don't know what that guy's got going on, but wow, I'm so lucky to step in. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I said, you can go ahead and ask these spirit questions that are relevant to you and important to you. Yeah. Because
do you know how my bio dad and my mother met?
So what do you call your bio dad? What's his first name? Do you know?
His name is Walden, but they called him Jizey. They called him Jizey. That's his last name.
Okay. So I like Bio Dad. We're going to go with Bio Dad. So the thing about him is, I'm not saying he's a bad person. I am saying that it was a lot for him to be able to navigate the earth plane.
Yes.
Like, you know, earth school was really hard for him.
He was a drifter. Yeah.
And he had, so other people didn't overly make an impression on him. Do you understand? But we'll say there's even something about him that might land him on the spectrum today because he didn't form those deep connections, right?
I
mean, very high functioning on the spectrum, but like, and so when you ask the question, so I'm scanning, his field to see where that is. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it wasn't anything extraordinary. That's what he said.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And so that led me to everything else that, he's allowing me to see here.
Gotcha.
That said, he never, it wasn't like he left you and your mom because he didn't, he didn't love you or left right. because he loved someone else or someone else mm-hmm. had priority in his life. It wasn't it at all. He was just very internally focused and internally mm-hmm. referencing. And mm-hmm. that took all his energy and attention. And mm-hmm. quite frankly, your mom is very capable in the world, right?
Oh, very. Absolutely.
And so, like, she's like, I got what I want. I'm good. You know, I mean, she didn't actually
I'm
say
rock
that.
Star.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she didn't say that, but he knew it. He, I don't know that he would have been able to make another move, but he also felt like he wasn't adding anything to the picture.
Right. But he knew about me though. He knew about me.
He did know about you.
He did know about me.
And I
can
feel,
can you confirm his name? Is he giving you a name?
Well, you gave me his name.
I gave you, but I mean, I want to make, I don't know if it's the same. This has been my guess. This has been my guess all along. The gentleman who I think it is. I
oh,
only
your
have
mom
confirmation.
Your mom hasn't told you.
No. Mom's been through a lot. Mom went through a lot during okay. that moment, during
right
that
now.
Time frame.
Okay.
The loss of her sister in February. I was conceived in November prior to that. And then I was born in August. So she had a lot going on her plate. And
well, this is what I would say. The spirit okay. that I have that we're going to yeah. call Baya, because there would be no other reason for another spirit to come through except his connection to you.
Okay.
Right. I'm not going to get this
right.
random guy that you think it is, this
right.
random spirit that
right.
you think it is,
right.
unless,
yeah.
you know, because the spirits are busy, right? Not just
right.
but, right. So I am taking this as this spirit's presence as a confirmation of his connection to you.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
I'm going to interrupt because
yes.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So is it fair to say then that the man who Mel thought was
yes.
her biological father is indeed who she thought it was?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That means a lot. Confirmation means a lot.
Yeah.
It really does. It took a long time to find out. So,
and you figured it out yourself?
I did it through DNA and some DNA sites, you know, and databases that I was part of, three different ones even, and they all point to the same person.
No wonder you're friends with Nerdy Elf.
So, Nerdy Elf.
Just want to say that.
Data nerd.
Y'all are welcome.
Goodness.
What other questions do you have of either one of these gentlemen?
I was wondering if my friend
I just want to say one more thing about, sorry, I do this all the time because I think I'm done with the spirit and then they're not done with me. So
go right ahead.
It's not like I'm in charge here. Okay. So
I get that.
Okay. So I just want to say one more thing for this, you know, bio dad, which is, please don't take the lack of relationship to mean anything about you, because there were people I actually knew that for no good reason and no ill intent, I didn't cultivate the relationship. I just dropped off.
Gotcha.
And I did it regularly and I did it well. Mm-hmm. It was my thing. That's mm-hmm. what I did. And so I had some sense that would be damaging to a child, mm-hmm. which is why I never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a decision I made and I never looked at it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he ever see me? Was he ever able to physically see me?
Yes. He didn't know it was you, but he figured it was
okay.
you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And there were a couple times.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I miss my daddy. I, you know, I miss my daddy too, and I don't ever want to disrespect my relationship for my daddy and be focusing on him. You know, I'm bio dad today, if that makes sense. Yeah. But no, the but answers I don't have is just, it's difficult. So.
Well, I also want to, so I just feel he didn't spend a lot of time in, Biodad did not spend a lot of time on the earth plane creating connections. So for him to show up today in this way is a big deal. And for him wanting to give you these messages is a big deal. Now, I do want to pivot back to Don, because Don's saying, we chose to never tell you.
Yeah.
Because there was no point.
No.
We knew he wasn't coming back. And we knew that we were family.
That's love. That's love. That's all he cared about.
It wasn't like they were keeping something sacred or something to be ashamed of. It was just like, there's no point, because, you know, he was a sperm donor. It was a non-event. It was a non-event. And was so lucky, right?
Beyond lucky. I had the best parents on the planet.
Yeah. And it was never meant out of disrespect. It was never meant because it was like, oh, the big reveal. She can't handle it. It was never like that.
When do you tell someone, you know? There's never a time to really, you know, I've asked.
Apparently growing before up, a pandemic.
I'd ask, you know, even growing up, I had feelings about different things. Like, I asked my mom several times, am I adopted? I've asked her that probably 5 times. And, you know, lovingly, she said, no, that's crazy. You know, you are definitely your dad's, you know, daughter. And we've just had conversation more than once about that. And my feelings, I knew something was off. I knew something was just a little off.
And I'm sorry she gave you those answers. Not because she's a bad parent. Not because, you know, she was disrespectful to you. She wasn't. But what she wasn't able to affirm is your inner knowing. And you know, are very, very dialed in. And you know what you know. The problem in not affirming you is that it actually diminished, because you knew something was off. And so it felt like, you know, in retrospect, they were gaslighting you, right?
I get it.
And what happened is, you know, look, I don't know your history, but it looks like what happened is that when love gets close, you tend to back up. You're like, we'll see. We'll see about, like, you test love because you're like, I don't know, something might be off. If something's off, I don't know what to do with it. Because you actually knew as a child something was off. If she had said, well, you are adopted, but you're adopted by Don because your biological father is not around. Like, that's all she had to say. And you would have been like, got it. And then gone off and played. Like, that's what would have happened. But because she didn't do that, it looks to me like you spent pretty much like the first, you know, good half of your life, like, testing love instead of receiving it. Does this make sense?
That's very profound. It's very profound.
And what I'm hoping after today, with these two spirits who actually loved you, one overtly, one to his ability, right? By making the decision, I will never have communication with that child, right?
Right.
And some level in his inability to connect, he knew that that would be damaging as a child. It could have been what happened to him. We don't know. But by having this conversation today, the invitation is really to love full out anytime it shows up, in whatever form it shows up. Just go, screw it, right? Yeah. Screw it. I already won the love lottery through Don once.
Yeah.
Why can't I recreate that, right? Because I know what true love is. I know it. I can experience it. I'm ready for it. I'm totally capable. Mm-hmm. Let's roll. So that's what I think about that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right, I think we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Great news! Safeway, Albertsons, Chevron, and Texaco are offering savings at the pump. Earn 10 cents off per gallon when you spend $100 at Safeway or Albertsons stores. Enter your phone number or swipe your club card at the register and earn points. Redeem your rewards at participating Chevron, Texaco, Safeway, and Albertsons gas stations. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron stations is $1 per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway or Albertsons stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at safeway.com/rewards or albertsons.com/rewards.
This is Dramos, host of the new podcast, Life as a Gringo, part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. You may know me as a radio host or as the host of The Recap on LA TV. Join me every Tuesday and Thursday on Life as a Gringo, where I tackle life from the perspective of someone who's never quite fit in culturally. Like millions of Latinos born in the States, I grew up with my authenticity being questioned because I didn't speak perfect Spanish, while also feeling self-conscious because my friends back home would clown me because my house smelled a little different or my dad had an accent. Each episode will break down different facets of life, from personal growth to mental health to dating and even current events that are affecting our culture. And if you're worried you might get tired of my voice, listen, have no fear, because I'll be bringing on different guests and even giving you a chance to have your voice heard on every show. Listen to the Life as a Gringo podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I trust that when BECU says community, they mean business.
Because profit is one thing, but people are everything.
BECU empowers us to lift our neighbors.
From the moment we're ready to share our vision with the community,
to the days we're called to lend a hand.
We chose to put our business in the hands of BECU because they share our values. So join us at BECU.
Federally insured by NCUA. Find details at BECU.org.
So we're back. So you all go on.
Well, I know, chatty Kathy.
No, it's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming to help all of us, really, to help us remember more love is always possible.
Oh, that's sweet.
So, Melanie, do you have any questions for either one of these beloved spirits, one known and one on the soul level?
Can you say that again?
Do you have any questions for these spirits?
Oh, for the spirits. Can you ask Jaizy if my half-sisters knew about me? Did he say anything to them, to Gloria or Janet? No.
Okay. No, sorry. This is an audiovisual thing. I'm shaking my head.
Yeah. And I wonder if they knew, if they know now that I'm around. You know what I mean? If I'm part of them. Okay.
I think they know. I don't think both of them believe it. I think one of them believes it and the other one's like, maybe.
You know what? That younger spirit, is that Ron? Is his name Ron?
Yes. Who's he? Who's he to you? Yes.
He is my half-sister's deceased husband. And he was part of this whole journey. I thought for a long time that he was my father.
He is not your father. Yeah.
No, he's not my father. No, Ron Allwart. He's not my father. But he's my half-sister's brother. I know. Okay. Or, I mean, husband. Or my half-sister's ex-husband. Or former husband. He died. They were married. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny because he, energetically, he's so different than the others. So that's why. Yeah. He's family by marriage. Yep.
Yeah.
It's interesting because he had a very sort of a different life. Like he took kind of a different path. Does this make sense to you?
He did. Yeah.
And so he was kind of always used to being on the outside, but he's saying the conversations you two had, while I don't feel like there were a lot of them, the ones that took place were really meaningful to him. Because it was such an authentic connection, and it's not like it happened every time you were together, but there were enough of them to go, she's part of my family.
He is part of my family. You know, I've reached out to his sister, and his sister for 50 years didn't realize exactly what happened during his passing and didn't know if it was an accident, didn't know if it was on purpose. I helped her find answers to that, not the accident or, you know, on purpose thing, but more answers to what happened the evening he died. And so he helped me with that part of the journey. And I'm so thankful that he did, because I found another beautiful family that I'm connected to.
I'm so glad.
So
it's very buried, much soul family. Yeah.
He's buried in Camp Butler in Springfield, Illinois. So, yeah.
Do you have a question still about his passing then?
I do. Okay. I do. Can you ask him if it was accidental?
He's saying yes. But for some reason, I don't know how he passed, but he's saying for some reason he feels like people don't believe that. So it looked like it wasn't, but it almost feels like it was like a this isn't it, but you know, the saying, like, it was a slip and fall, like, but it doesn't.
He died of carbon monoxide poisoning. He was sitting, he would come home and listen to his radio sometimes when he would come home and the door was closed and
he just didn't even think about it.
He was listening to the radio and didn't even think about it. And I think he just got disoriented.
Well, it's how he relaxed, right? That was part of his decompression and relaxation. And he got really relaxed and it just slipped into it. Yeah.
That's amazing. I've spoken to his sister so many times and he, you know, they've wondered. And the conversation she and I had when I talked to her very first, when I introduced myself, she goes, I told the officers back then when he died that I didn't care if it took me 50 years to find out, I'm going to find answers.
Yeah.
And I turned 50 within a month. I was the 50 years. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
For her to know that information, it just, it was amazing. Just amazing.
I also, this is what he's saying in his defense, is like, look, I may not have had the most spectacular life, but I wasn't stressed at all. Like I wasn't, there was no overwhelm in my life that would have made me do that. It was literally like I fell asleep. Like it just was an accident. It was just an accident. You know, and he's like, I just don't feel like anyone gave me the benefit of the doubt.
Right. And, you know, it's been the question. I mean, it's been the investigation was so hush hush. And that was back in he died 4 days before I was born.
Oh, my gosh.
He died 4 days before I was born.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Amazing.
And wasn't your bio dad, wasn't he significantly older than your mother? And that's why there's such a big age difference.
He was 58. He was 58. My mom was 25. Yeah. Yeah.
Your mom's
I see it today. I mean, I see relationships today, you know, and the woman that did the DNA, I hired a professional basically. And the woman that helped me, she said back then it was very common too. So it's like, you know, God doesn't make mistakes and I'm not a mistake. And that's just the way I see it.
Yeah.
So I just have more family to love, you know?
And again, your mom got what she wanted.
Yeah.
She wanted a baby, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I get it.
She wanted you.
And just to intervene on this, by the way, that's what Margaret was doing. She wanted a baby. She was in her 30s, and my dad was the first one that strolled around, and she wanted babies, and she got what the hell she wanted. So I'm just adding that for you, you're not the only one that was brought about by a woman who was ready.
Right. Gotcha. God bless Margaret for bringing you up.
We do love Margaret. Anyway, it's not about Margaret. I just wanted to add this to it because I think that, you know, Mel, and Brenda too, like our mother's generation, it's, you know, they were the first ones on the frontier of feminism.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have a rule book. I'm not giving them excuses, but it's just the truth. They didn't have a rule book. There was no one that they could learn from about how to live this kind of new life as a modern woman.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they were doing things like, it makes sense that your mom got what she wanted. Same thing happened with Margaret. She didn't stay married to my dad that long, but she wanted kids. Sounds like what your mom wanted. And it still happens today.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell your kids the truth.
Yeah.
How about that?
Tell your kids the damn truth.
Do you think she's embarrassed? Can I ask that? I'm going to ask that question. Do you think she's embarrassed? Do you think she remembers? She's just guarding me. I mean, that's basically what you're saying.
How old's your mom?
They didn't want me, you know, they didn't want me. She keeps saying that she doesn't remember. And I think that's obviously the part in the guarding.
Well, the thing is, it's possible she's not protecting you. She's protecting her.
And that's how I see it.
Yeah,
that is how I see it.
That's my impression.
You know, you tell yourself something for so long, you know, that becomes truth. Yeah. Yeah.
It happens every day.
It does. Yeah. I do have another question, and it's kind of a different turn here. Am I astral when I sleep?
Most of us are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say most of us are. Do you have specific work you set yourself up to do during that time, during your astral travel?
No, I don't.
Okay. You might want to do that.
Okay. All right. Do that before I fall asleep.
Yeah. Just set your intention and go, you know what? Whether it's Ron I want to reconnect with, or I want to remember this, or I want to, you know, do this healing work on the astral plane so that I can be a beacon of love on the rest of my time here on the planet, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I went to Saturn the other night, just for the record.
I wanted to go. Not Uranus? I thought that was your target planet.
Uranus is my favorite.
I know. I've been listening.
Kill me. Oh, my gosh. So, I do have another question, actually, and I have my list of questions here. Can I go ahead and ask that?
We have time for one more, right?
All right, one more.
Well, actually, should we take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a quickie, and we'll come right back.
It's Willie D, Bass Mob, here to share some new info about our new podcast, Ghetto Boys Reloaded. Each and every week, we bring to you episodes featuring some of the most iconic figures in hip-hop, politics, entertainment, and more. You don't want to miss it. Each and every Monday, listen to the Ghetto Boys Reloaded podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Confession. I love Kathy comics. Kathy Geiswite's comic strip chronicled middle-class American womanhood day by day for over 3 decades. And between acts and Irvings came sharp commentary on women's struggles in the workplace, rampant Reagan-era consumerism, and predatory diet culture. So why don't we remember it that way? My name is Jamie Loftus, host of Lolita Podcast and My Year in Mensa, and I wanted to take a look back at Kathy Geiswite's work, what it says about late 20th century America, what it doesn't say, and the criticism that came with being vulnerable in the newspaper on a daily basis. Spoiler alert, there is a ton to talk about. And yes, I am talking to Kathy Geiswite herself. So listen to ACCast by Jamie Loftus, that's ACCast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From iHeartRadio and Tenderfoot TV comes a new podcast, Algorithm.
I was assigned to do a really interesting story, and I needed the Uniform Crime Report. Included on that CD was a file I had never heard of. What it was line after line of individual murders. The first thought I had was, could we teach a computer to identify connected cases, to find serial killings?
This is Algorithm, a podcast investigating a modern serial killer and how he could have been stopped. And it's a story with the potential to change how homicides are investigated all across the country.
I think the Gary Police Department should be looking at some of those old cases. They still may have a killer out there.
Listen to Algorithm now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hi, everybody. We are back. And Mel has a few more questions. So we're hanging in with her and hope you guys hang in with us. So you guys hit it.
I have a friend of mine. Her name's Valerie, and she died in August of 2009, just before my dad did, basically.
A lot of loss. That's a lot of loss. I'm so sorry. That's really hard.
If you could tell me any. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first, first through the door were these four male spirits. So she's obviously a very different frequency for a lot of reasons. And she's your contemporary, right? She's in your generation?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. I have her on the line, and she says, there was definitely a sassy side to her, correct?
Yes. Okay. That's what made her her. Yeah.
So would her greeting to you normally be something you couldn't say in polite company somehow?
Say that again.
I feel like you guys had like a regular greeting you would say to each other.
I'll say it. She's probably say, hey, bitch, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We were so frank with each other. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, so that's what she would say. It's very funny. So with that, this is what she's saying. She says, look, you know I wasn't supposed to go early. You know that, right?
Correct.
And, she goes, so we're going to have to finish this round next time around.
Okay.
All right. Because the fun we had and the what we know about each other that nobody else knows has to be finished. The circle okay. has to be finished.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like really the soulmates here, like this is a soulmate connection. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and so the way she talks about the joy and the giggles that you guys had, it didn't matter what you were talking about. Like if you called her upset by something, if you called her excited by something, if she called you because she was pissed about something, it always ended up in giggles, like the whole thing. Like it was just like just Peter Pan's giggles. And so she's like, that has to be continued on the planet. So,
I love it.
So she wants you to know she didn't go very far, and she's going to wait around until, you know, you come back again together, because she never wants to be on the planet without you. And she's sorry you are there, what appears to be without her, but you are never without her. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Then I just want to ask one thing. In your work environment, do you get to say mm-hmm. everything you need to say?
No.
Because she's saying, girl, you got to start saying shit.
Okay.
That's what she says. Yeah. You got to start telling them what you got going on.
Because sounds just like her.
It is brilliant. And if they can't handle it, then you need to move on. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I get that. Thank you.
Anything else from her? Because she's happy to give you. She's on it.
I know she's with me. Was she in my house the day I blessed it and the sage? And all that. I mean, I heard the door slam and I told her she could go. Was that her? Do you know
if
that
was she? She's in your house all the time. What are you
all
talking about?
All the time. Okay. I thought so. Okay. I'm like, she didn't leave. Well, she didn't leave. She didn't go.
She wants you to know. You can't get rid of her. So
that's wonderful. Oh my gosh.
That's how that goes. She's just letting you, she's just being her bossy self.
I do love her so much. I love you, Al. I have one more question. I know we need to wrap this up. I have always felt that my great aunt Jean, her name's Bonnie Jean Connor. My Jean.
What was her great first aunt name?
Jean. Bonnie Jean.
Okay, sorry.
Bonnie, yeah.
Did she not like that name?
I don't know. They called her Jean.
Okay, yeah. She did not like the first Bonnie. Name. Yeah, she didn't like that first name.
They called her Jean. I feel she's been with me my whole life. Her and then my younger aunt Jeannie. They called her Jeannie and they called aunt great aunt Jean. And so I feel like they've both been with me.
There's no doubt. Yeah. Well, you are beloved. Yeah. You are beloved. Mm. Yeah.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
So blessed. Yeah.
So loved. Yeah. Good for you. Melanie, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being open, for bringing your story and your spooks.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
For being so vulnerable, because this is, you know, if those that are listening feel like they're listening to something they probably shouldn't, it's because it's so intimate. And that's the gift, actually, Mel, that you're giving everyone, and obviously, Bryn, you too. I only bring smart-ass comments. But it is, it's such a, I've been in tears. Just nobody can see it. I mean, that are listening, but it's like, this is like very life changing, life altering. And I just want to do a quick recap on what I thought was so extraordinary. And because I also listened to these two as like, what am I supposed to get from this? Because I'm not here by accident either.
Yep,
right. Exactly. So I'm listening to these things, and it's just, it was so incredible, Bryn, when you talk about that connection of like, because somebody like Mel, who is so connected to the other side just naturally, and knowing right, like, and that knowing that she had was denied. And I think, as because I know we have a lot of parents that listen to our show, and so I just want to reach out to all the parents that are listening.
Thank you for that. So important.
Uncles,
so important
that you remember that moment. You remember that, and fast forward 45 years or 40 years, whatever it may be, to what you just heard, and know that that is the repercussions, right? That one act, and how powerful that is. And so for all of us to take that moment when we think we want to hide from something, the best thing to do is to actually be present and be honest and say, you know what, exactly what you said, Bryn. It's like, you know what, honey, you are absolutely right. You know, this isn't your biological father, but he loves you and I love you. And you are here because we both love you. And it's like, and that would have changed so many things in
everything.
Your path, Mel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many things.
Yeah,
Because, you know, I to start this new part of the show, I did go recruit. And Mel happens to be the wife of a very old dear friend of mine that I played golf with at University of Oklahoma. And her name is Audra. And I love this woman and I will always love this woman. And I remember when we met and your energy, and I could tell you had psychic abilities. You have this light, and the fact that you've made it through all those years of having it kind of extinguished, that it's still there, says what an amazing, incredible, wonderful, valuable soul that you are.
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
So I'm so glad you're here on the planet. And I'm so glad that I've been able to meet you and that you are there to make my friend's life better too.
That's so great.
That's beautiful. So thank you so much. You guys are great. Keep doing the great work. And I'm just so honored that you guys invited me today. So blessed.
Oh, girl, you listen to the show. You actually read my book.
I've read your book. I've read and listened to your book over at least 2,000 times. And it's the best. You know, the thing about
passages to out loud to Audra. I was like, yeah, reader, I didn't have to read your book. I read it to me.
Well, Audra bought this book for me. She goes, this is my friend Julie from college. And she's like, this is Ghost Photographer. I was so excited. And then we got home and then we had a flood in our home and the book got lost, and I found it at the exact perfect time.
It's always how it happens.
I knew more about gifts that I have, and your book came along and just changed my life. It really did, Julie.
I'm really so glad. It was worth writing it if just for you, my dear.
Yeah.
So with all this, because I have a feeling we could chat for hours, but we won't because I need my witch to stay awake. I'm exhausted from all that high vibe she has to do.
I just want to offer one thing. Just to the parents, because I think you made such a beautiful point. When you are affirming your child's experience, you don't have to know everything about being an intuitive or being psychic or being a medium. You just have to go, oh, that was your experience? Well, there must be a reason for it. Let's pay attention to that. That's it. Like, that's really all you have to say, right? Because you that don't have, it. They're not looking for answers. Just don't discard them. Don't discredit them.
Right.
So just, I want to take that weight off you. Like, oh God, now I have to read 10 books before I can reply to my child. That's not it. No. You just affirm their experience. Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. Let's pay attention to that.
Right. Yeah.
I love that advice.
Yeah. I do.
I love that advice. And I love you, and I love you, both of you. And I can't thank you enough for being with us, Mel. And Brent, thank you again for your beautiful gift that you share with the world.
Thank you, Mel.
And with that, I am going to say, the school is hard.
Without the other side. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Love you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.